我们读新约圣经哥罗西书第四章。
Let's read the book of Colossians in the New Testament, chapter 4.
我们从第二节开始念。
Let's start from verse 2.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁。
Verse 3, praying at the same time for us as well, that God may open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned.
叫我按照所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
In order that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak.
你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity.
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned as it were with salt, so that you may know how you should respond to each person.
有我亲爱的兄弟推基古要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。
As to all my affairs, Tychicus, our beloved brother and faithful servant and fellow bond servant in the Lord, will bring you information.
我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
For I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know about our circumstances, and that you may encourage your heart, that he may encourage your hearts.
我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。
And with him, Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of your number, they will inform you about the whole situation here.
与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就要接待他。
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sends you his greetings, and also Barnabas' cousin Mark, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.
耶稣又称为尤士都，也问你们安。奉割礼的人中，只有这三人是为神的国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰的。
And also Jesus, who is called Justice.These are the only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are from the circumcision, and they have proved to be an encouragement to me.
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Epaphras, who is one of your number,A bond slave of Jesus Christ sends you his greetings, always laboring earnestly for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God.
他为你们和老底家并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。
For I bear him witness that he has a deep concern for you and all those who are in Laodicea and Hierapolis.
所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安。
Luke, the beloved physician, sends you his greetings, and also Demas.
请问老底家的弟兄和宁法，并他家里的教会安。
Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, and also Nympha, and the church that is in her house.
你们念了这书信，便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念。你们也要念从老底家来的书信。
And when this letter is read among you, have it also read in the church of Laodiceans. And you, for your part, read my letter that is coming from Laodicea.
要对雅基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。
and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it.
我保罗亲笔问你们安，你们要纪念我的捆锁，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my imprisonment. Grace be with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，早晨让我们再一次把我们的眼目都定睛在你的身上。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you this morning that you fixate our gaze upon you today.
让我们把一切的重担都卸给你。
Let us cast down all our heavy burdens.
让我们心里面没有别的事。
So that there's nothing else in our heart.
让我们里面只有一件事。
So that there's only one thing.
就是在你的面前来求问你。
Which is to meditate before you.
就一生一世都住在你自己的殿中。
And dwell all the days of our life, live in your temple.
早晨我们愿意在这里来听你的话语。
This morning we desire to hear your word.
愿主早晨你向我们施怜悯。
May the Lord be, show us mercy this morning.
越过我们人所有的软弱。
Gloss over all the human weaknesses.
让我们在你恩典的里面，我们都被一个灵所感。
So that in your grace we are moved by one spirit.
我们一同来仰望你。
We look to you.
你自己亲自向我们说话。
May you personally speak to us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 哥罗西书讲到神的旨意。
Colossians speak of the will of God.
神的旨意就是基督。
God's will is Christ.
达到神旨意的道路是基督。
The way to reach the will of God is Christ.
当神的旨意成就的时候，我们看见基督是一切，又在一切的里面。
When the will of God is fully accomplished, we see that Christ is all and in all.
什么叫基督是一切呢？
What does it mean to say Christ is all?
当我们读约翰福音的时候，我们看见主把他自己启示出来。
When we read the Gospel of John, Jesus Christ himself revealed himself to us.
他是道路、真理、生命，若不借着他，没有人可以到父那里去。
He is the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, through him, no one can go to the Father.
他是生命，他是活水。
He is life. He is the living water.
他是我们的亮光，他是我们的避难所。
He is our light, and he is our fortress.
他是我们里面喜乐的泉源。
He is the source of our joy.
他是我们的盼望，是我们完全的满足。
He is our hope and our total satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们盼望有智慧的话，
Brothers, if you desire wisdom,
不要在基督以外去寻找智慧。
Do not seek wisdom outside of Christ.
你们所积蓄的一切智慧和知识都在他里面藏着。
Because all the wisdom is hidden richly in Him.
父所有的荣耀，所有的丰富。都有形有体的在他里面居住。
All the abundance of the Father and all the glory of the Father is richly dwelling in bodily form in Him.
我们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And in Him you have been made complete.
他实在是我们的一切。
He is truly our all.
我们生命中所有的一切，他都这样丰丰满满地供应我们。
All that we need, He has supplied us abundantly.
我们享受的是基督。
We enjoy Christ.
我们这个满足的是我们。也是基督。
We're satisfied by Christ.
听的是基督，看的也是基督。
We hear Christ, we see Christ.
充满的也是基督。
We're filled by Christ.
彰显的也是基督。
We're also manifesting Christ.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个实在是太宝贝了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
因为他是一切。
Because He is all.
因为基督是一切的缘故。
Because the fact that Christ is all.
所以凡不是基督的。
Anything that is not Christ.
所有的都要被除去。
All will be cast aside.
所以在基督里面，第三章里他就说到，在基督里面没有犹太人，没有受割礼的，没有未受割礼的，没有化外人，没有希古提人，没有希林尼人。
Therefore, in chapter 3, verse 11, it says that in Christ there is no Greek and Jew, no circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, freeman, but Christ is all.
唯有基督是一切。
Only Christ is all.
我想这个我们比较容易理解。
This is easy for us to comprehend.
他后面又说到基督在一切的里面。
Later on, he talks about Christ is in all.
这个有的时候我们理解起来就比较困难一点。
Sometimes this is harder for us to comprehend.
我们想到在这个主耶稣地上行走的时候。
We think about the time when Jesus was walking on this earth.
大家还记得有一次门徒他们在这个风浪中在那个摇橹甚苦。
One time the disciples were striving in the rolling waves.
我们的主来遇见他们。
But our Lord met them there.
他在水面上行走。
He was walking on the waters.
哎呀，门徒们吓坏了。
So this really, really scared the disciples.
他说：“这好像是鬼怪呀。”
They're saying that this is a demon that we're seeing.
哎呀，不仅是有风浪，还有鬼怪。
Not only were there big waves, there are also demons.
他们甚是惧怕。
They were extremely fearful.
主就说了一句安慰的话。
And the Lord uttered this word of comfort to them.
也是一句启示的话。
This is also a word of revelation.
是我。
It is me.
是我在一切的环境里面。
It is me who is in all your circumstances.
是我在那里掌权。
It is me who is ruling and reigning.
在这一切的环境里，我们都看见基督。
You see Christ in all these circumstances.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当你看见基督在一切里面的时候，我们里面就平安了。
When you see brothers and sisters Christ in all, then you have peace within.
不是看见许多的环境。
It is not that you only see the circumstances.
不是看见许多的人事物。
You're not seeing just the people, the things, and the other matters.
我们不是和环境在那里抗争。
We're not struggling in the circumstances.
我们不是和属血气在那里征战。
We're not warring with flesh and blood.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
The Most High is ruling in the heavenly, humanly kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，他在一切的里面。
Brothers and sisters, He is in all.
所以在新约圣经里有两个词是非常非常宝贝的。
Therefore, there are two phrases in the New Testament that are very precious.
就是那个伟大的我是 I am.
Which is that I am.
又是那个另外一个就是我。
And then the other phrase is it is me.
多么奇妙啊。
How wondrous.
我是就说到基督是一切。
I am speaks about Christ is all.
是我就说到他在一切的里面。
The phrase "It is I" speaks to He is in all.
我想我可能讲不清楚，但是这个实在是太宝贵了。
Maybe I can't articulate this very well, but this is indeed very precious.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们看见我是和是我的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们里面真的平安呢？
Brothers and sisters, any time when we see that "It is I" and the Great I Am, then there's truly peace within us.
我们真的就从我们自己的那个软弱失败里就拯救出来。
Then we are truly delivered from our weakness and our failures.
那我们读到第四章了。
As we turn to the fourth chapter,
第四章讲什么？
What is this fourth chapter about?
有弟兄姊妹是讲了一些问安的话。
These are just words of greetings.
难道我们还要花一个小时时间来讲这些问安的话吗？
Do we have to spend an hour on these greetings?
弟兄姊妹，这第四章同样是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, chapter four is indeed empirical as well.
虽然表面上看好像没有前面那些大的启示和那些我们所喜爱的那些金句。
Although superficially, chapter 4 does not contain these very nice key verses or these great revelations.
有弟兄劝我们把哥罗西书背下来。
Brother encouraged us to memorize the entire Colossians.
我想可能前三章有人愿意背的。
Maybe the people are willing to memorize the first three chapters.
哎呀，前面三章真的太多这个启示，太多好的这个金句了。
The first three chapters indeed contain great revelations and great precious verses.
但是我们读到第四章的时候，这里面在讲什么？
However, when we reach chapter 4, what is this all about?
弟兄姊妹，神把他的心意启示出来。
Brothers and sisters, God has revealed his heart to you.
他这样的爱我们。
He loves us so much.
他把他永远的心意启示给我们。
He shows us his eternal purpose.
他也把这个道路启示给我们。
He also reveals a way to us.
他也把那个荣耀的光景给我们看见。
He shows us his glorious conditions.
他要得着一般人。
He wants to gain this people.
要得着一般活在神旨意里的一般人。
He wants to gain this people who lives in the will of God.
这里面看见有许多的人。
We see many people mentioned here.
他们都是活在神旨意里的一般人。
These are the people who were living in the will of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在一世纪的时候，你看神真的得着了一般人。
In the first century, God indeed has gained a people.
他们不仅仅认识了神的旨意。
Not only did they knew God's will,
他们更把自己摆在神旨意的里面。
They also put themselves in the will of God.
他们是活在神旨意里的一般人。
They lived in the will of God.
在历史历代，神都在得着这样的人。
Throughout all generations and ages, God is gaining this type of people.
今天神的眼目还是照样遍察全地。
today, even today, God's eyes go to and fro throughout the earth.
他要显大能，帮助那心向他诚实的人。
That he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
弟兄姊妹，这第四章和前三章一样的重要。
Brothers and sisters, chapter 4 is as important as the first three chapters.
与神今天同样在我们中间得着一般活在神旨意里的人。
Because today, God wants to gain a people who lives in the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这些的经文对我们每个人来讲都是非常紧要的。
Brothers and sisters, all these verses in chapter 4 are critical to us.
因为我们从这里面看见活在神旨意的这一般人，他们是怎样的一般人。
Because we see what kind of people would live in the will of God.
我想这些话也激励我们。
These words also encourage us.
让我们今天也愿意把自己摆在神旨意的里面。
So that we would also put ourselves in the will of God.
也成为一般活在神旨意里的人。
So that we would also be a people who would live in the will of God.
这里面也给我们看见一个活在神旨意里的人，他们在生命中的学习。
We also see what these people who live in the will of God, what they need to learn.
首先这里给我们看见，你们要恒切祷告。
Here it says in verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer.
哎，你说这算什么？
He said, what is this?
那是祷告呢。
Prayer.
这不是初心造就吗？
Isn't this for beginning Christians?
我早就知道了。
I already know about prayer.
怎么还写在哥罗西书里呢？
Why would Paul write this in Colossians?
这是讲了神永远的旨意啊。
Colossians speak of the eternal purpose of God.
怎么还要从祷告开始讲呢？
Why would he start about prayer?
弟兄姊妹，如果没有祷告的话，
Brothers and sisters, without prayers.
弟兄姊妹，这不是使徒保罗在那里要求别人。
This is not the Apostle Paul entreating others.
这是他自己亲身的经历。
This is the experience of his own.
如果没有祷告的话，
without prayers.
这些神永远的旨意讲来讲去，最后都成为知识。
You talk and talk about the eternal purpose of God, but they all become head knowledge.
没有启示。
Because you have no revelation.
弟兄姊妹，知识和启示的差别太大了。
There is a vast difference between head knowledge and revelation.
弟兄姊妹，知识让我们不过自高自大就是了。
Knowledge merely puffs us up.
启示是改变我们这个人。
However, revelation changes our entire being.
启示让我们把自己摆在神旨意的里面。
Revelation enables us to put ourselves in the will of God.
他这里面首先就要祷告。
So here, Paul says, devote yourselves to prayer.
如果没有祷告的话，
without prayers,
弟兄们，你发现啊，过不了多久，
brothers and sisters, you will discover that very quickly,
愿意听神永远旨意的耳朵都没有了。
You don't even have the ear to desire to hear the eternal purpose of God.
有的时候我们觉得我们去过夏令会。
Sometimes we feel that I've been to the summer conference.
我都去过好几回了。
I've been to the summer conference many times.
又有一次了。
And it's coming up again.
啊，就算了吧。
And forget about going.
我早已经知道了。
I've already heard about this.
神今天要向我们开启的时候，你发现连那个听的耳朵都缺少了。
When God wants to reveal His word to us, we don't even have the ear that is willing to hear.
这是使徒保罗的祷告吗？
This is the prayer of the Apostle Paul.
他说要求。就为他们祷告，要开那个传道的门。
He said that in verse 3, to open up to us a door for the word.
你讲明基督的奥秘。
So that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ.
你说我早知道基督的奥秘了。
You said I already know about the mystery of Christ.
我们在军队里讲了好多遍了。
We've talked about the mystery of Christ plentiful in our assembly.
如果没有祷告的话。
Brothers and sisters, but without prayers.
你发现连我们这个渴慕的心都没有了。
We don't even have a longing heart.
知识在我们里面，以为在那里，我们以为得着了。
Knowledge enables us to think that we have already laid hold of it.
但我们却不是一个活在神旨意里的人。
However, we're not one who live in the will of God.
所以这里说要祷告啊。
So here it says, pray.
至少要把那渴慕的心祷告下来。
So you have to pray for your longing desire.
你祷告了这个。渴慕的心，你也得祷告有讲的人呐。
If you pray for your longing heart, you have to pray for the speaker.
那得让讲得清楚啊。
And you have to speak clearly.
哎，我们也听得清楚啊。
And you have to hear clearly.
就算听清楚，还得有启示啊。
Even if you have heard clearly, you still have revelation.
让这个启示它改变我们的生命。
So that this revelation will change your life.
不仅我们自己活在什么旨意里面。
Not only do we live in the will of God.
我们还影响许多其他的人。
We influence many, many others.
所以要恒切祷告啊
Therefore, it says, devote yourselves to prayer in verse 2.
并不是轻轻呼呼地祷告一下。
It is not just praying casually.
你看使徒保罗他不是真的要求我们。
The Apostle Paul did not make some big request
for us. 这是他自己亲身的经历。
This is his personal experience.
他说我自从听见你们的事我就不住地为你们祷告。
After that I've heard about you, I pray without ceasing for you.
你发现整个的哥罗西书这样属天的启示都是从祷告里出来的。
You notice that all these heavenly revelations in the book of Colossians, originated from prayers.
让你们在神一切的属灵智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在悟性中充足有充足的信心啊。
So that you will have the full assurance of the understanding.
真知神的奥秘就是基督。
Resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself.
好弟兄姊妹，这里面说的是恒切祷告。
Brothers and sisters, it talks about prayer without ceasing.
弟兄姊妹，这里面不仅说恒切祷告。
Not only does it talk about devoting yourselves to prayer.
很稀奇，他说要警醒。
Amazingly, in verse 2, it also says keeping alert.
很多时候我读这些人就把它跳过去了。
A lot of times I skip over the keeping alert part.
因为我觉得祷告这件事我们早就讲过了。
Because we've already talked about praying.
我们在中心组服事的时候我想差不多头一个专题就是祷告。
As I was serving the new believers, the first topic would be prayers.
哎呀，那个时候我们跟弟兄姊妹交通的祷告，弟兄姊妹好喜欢祷告啊。
As we fellowship with the brothers and sisters would really love prayers.
因为他们得救了。
Because they've been saved.
他们得救以后真的就愿意在祷告里有学习。
After they've been saved, immediately they want to learn from the prayers.
而且在祷告中真的是奇妙啊。
Although, and they have marvelous experiences from prayers.
哎呀，刚刚得救弟兄姊妹那个祷告神答应的奇妙啊。
After you've been just saved by grace, God's answering is marvelous.
只要借着感恩，只要借着祷告祈求，把你们所要的告诉神。
Through all supplication with thanksgiving, tell all you need to God.
哦，神有一个出人意外的平安。
And there's this peace that surpasses all understanding.
还要保守我们的心怀意念。
That keeps our heart.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
神常常奇妙地答应我们祷告。
God also wondrously answers our prayers.
今天我们有受浸聚会。
Today we have the baptismal meeting.
我想下午的时候，我相信。要受浸的弟兄做见证的我们都觉得好奇妙。
As we hear the testimonies of our new brothers and sisters, we would think indeed this is marvelous.
我们有个弟兄他这个没有还没受浸。
There's a brother who has not been baptized yet.
他刚刚信主。
He just has been saved.
他做见证的时候好喜乐。
When he bears his testimony, he is full of joy.
他说神真的听祷告啊。
He says that God truly listens to my prayers.
你知道他求什么吗
？Do you know what he's praying about?
他求神管教
he prays for God's discipline
我还没听过初信弟兄姊妹求神管教
I've never heard of a new believer who would pray for God's discipline
太奇妙了
Too wondrous
他说借着神答应我求这个管教的祷告我信了
And because of this prayer that asked for God's discipline I believed
太奇妙了
It is indeed a wondrous
因为他在这边信主以后啊，他给他的妻子在国内的妻子传福音
Because after he has been saved by grace, he preached the gospel to his wife who was in China.
他的妻子就嘲笑他。
And his wife mocked him.
说你到美国怎么这神经就不正常了。
After you get to America, you have gone crazy.
你神哪有神啊他就把神亵渎了一番。
And there's no God and she blasphemed God.
我们弟兄他在神面前祷告。
So our brother prays before God.
这样不敬畏神不可以的。
We have to fear God. This is not right.
主求你管教。
God, please discipline my wife.
你知道他那个时候给他妻子在办签证。
You know, at that time he was processing. He was getting his wife's visa processed.
你知道要办这些材料，你知道都是要都用那种最好的 mail， 就是 first class 那种，就是最快的 mail 寄，对不对？
You know that when you're processing all these paperwork, you have to mail them in first class mail.
你知道那封信就是收不到。
But there's for some reason she just could not get the letters.
他妻子急的是怎么老收不到。
And his wife is like, how come I can't get
the paperwork? 这种 first class, 这种就是这个 priority mail, 这早就到了。
This is mailed in first class and priority mail. It should have arrived here a long time ago.
他妻子说，恐怕是我得罪神了。
So his wife said, maybe I have offended God.
然后呢，我们的弟兄又寄了第二份。
And so our brother sent a duplicate set.
两天就收到了。
And she got it in 2 days.
他妻子都来到美国。
And his wife arrived in America.
那封信还在芝加哥呢。
And the first letter is still in Chicago.
太奇妙了。
Too wondrous.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们刚刚得救就经历奇妙神的祷告啊。
Brothers and sisters, when we're first saved by grace, we experience this wonderful answering prayers.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果你今天真的是神的儿女。
If you're truly a children of God,
他是我们的天父啊。
And he's our heavenly father.
来到他面前。
Whoever come before him.
弟兄姊妹，这个经历太奇妙了。
This experience is indeed wondrous.
但是我们知道，我们这样的经历神的奇妙，这才是祷告的开始，对不对？
However, experiencing his answered prayers wondrously, that is only the beginning of prayer.
那这里说要警醒。
Here it talks about keeping alert in verse 2.
为什么要警醒？
Why do you have to keep alert?
我们有一个软弱。
We have a weakness.
我们就以为我们在祷告事上已经得着。
We think that we've already gotten it in our prayer.
我都经历神这么奇妙的这个祷告的经历了。
I've experienced this wondrous experience that God answers my prayers.
弟兄姊妹，祷告还有更深的经历。
However, there's a deeper experience to be had with prayers.
你看在哥罗西第三章那里讲了更深的经历，是不是？
You see this deeper experience in Colossians chapter 3.
求上面的事。
Keep seeking the things above in verse 1.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些奇妙的经历很多时候还都是外面。
Because a lot of these wondrous experiences relate to the outward circumstances.
工作呀，绿卡呀，家庭啊。上学呀、啊，这些都是外面的。
Your job, your family, your green card, these are all outward things.
虽然很宝贝，但是还是外面的。
Even though those answer prayers are precious, but they're still outward things.
我们在祷告里面进入了更深一层祷告的时候，你发现我们摸着里面的需要。
When you get into a deeper aspect of the prayer life, you could touch something within.
我们的生命。和基督一同藏在神里面。
In verse 3, your life is hidden with Christ in God.
这个生命因在我们里面，它有一个向上的一个吸引的力量。
This life that is within us draws us heavenly.
因为我们的生命在天上。
Because our life is in the heavens.
所以当我们在求地上的时候，慢慢我们里面就好像失去平安了。
So when we keep seeking the things on this earth, we lack peace within.
所以我们得求上面的事。
Therefore, we keep seeking the things above.
主就把在上面的事启示给我们。
And the Lord reveals the things above to us.
上面没有别的事。
There's nothing else above.
就基督坐在神的右边。
There's only Christ sitting on the right hand of the Father.
我们就看见神的圣灵把基督启示给我们。
We see that God reveals the life of Christ to us.
让我们看基督是我们的一切。
We see that Christ is all.
而且让我们因着这个缘故就弃绝恨恶，致死那些在基督以外的。
And because of this life, we're unable to put all this anything that is outside of Christ aside. We want to lay all the bad things aside.
这些邪情私欲，这些己的东西。
These are evil desires, the self, all those things.
我们知道这在基督里没有地位。
We know that those have nothing. In Christ.
这些东西与基督的性情不合。
Those are not compatible with the divine nature of Christ.
基督如果是我们的生命。
If Christ truly were our life.
这些东西我们里面有一种弃绝的感觉。
We have this feeling to cast them aside.
但是弟兄姊妹说我们弃了半天，他不绝啊。
However, it is hard for us to put them aside, totally.
我们想把它摆在死里，它一会儿就活过来了。
We want them to consider them as dead, but then they become alive shortly after.
我们不想发脾气，我们真的是我们 与基督同钉十字架了。
We don't want to throw a fit, and we know that we've been crucified with Christ.
我们说把它摆在死地就好了。
We say, just consider this as dead.
我也摆了。
And I've already considered.
我也弃绝了。
And I've also put it aside.
怎么过两天的脾气不仅回来，而且还变本加厉了。
And in 2 days, not only did I throw bigger fits, and it's worse.
弟兄姊妹，你看见那个祷告的需要了吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you see the need for prayer?
更深祷告的需要。
A prayer in a deeper aspect.
真正看见，在基督里面，我们的旧人已经与他同钉。
You truly see from within that your old self has been crucified with Christ.
没有看见了，你气是气了，你是至死也至死的。但是到时候，你发现你不能得到释放。
If you have no revelation, then even though you consider it dead or you put it aside, it's still alive.
弟兄姊妹，而且我们顺着这生命的感觉继续祷告的时候。
And according to the senses of this life, and you continue to pray.
后面说要穿上新人。
Then you talk about later in verse 9, put on the new self.
这个新人不是单个的个人。
This is not a singular self.
这个是一个身体。
This is the body.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面这个生命，你真的摸到它的需要的时候
，If you can truly touch the inner life，
你在这个为了里面的这个生命的需要祷告的时候
，If you truly pray in accordance with the needs of this inner life，
主让我们进入到基督身体的交通里。
The Lord will enable us to go into the fellowship of the body.
基督在凡事上。做主，在这个让基督的平安在我们里面做主。
That the peace of Christ will rule in our hearts.
不仅是个人。
Not only is peace ruling in our individual hearts.
你是身体的。
It is also ruling in our
corporate body. 你看他这讲到基督在我让基督的平安在我们里面做主的时候，后面就说到我们为此蒙召归为一体。
In verse 15 in chapter 3.Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And then immediately talked about to which indeed you were called in one body.
弟兄姊妹，祷告要警醒。
Therefore, when you pray, you need to keep alert.
不要以为我们已经得着了。
Don't feel like you've already laid hold of it.
不仅外面这些的需要，我们在那有一个经历神奇妙答应祷告。
Not only do we experience this answered prayers on the outside.
而且我们在为里面的这个生命祷告的时候，我们摸着许多真理的开启。
As we pray in accordance with this inner life, we will touch upon the revelation of the from within.
而且这里面我们知道，使徒保罗说到恒切祷告。
Here, Paul talks about devoting yourself to prayer.
还不仅仅是讲到这些经历奇妙的祷告，这个更深的祷告，这里讲的更是摸着神旨意的祷告。
Not this prayer here in 4:2 does not just talk about answering outward things or touching the inner life. This talks about the prayer that touches the will of God, the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹，在祷告的时候，不要以为自己已经得着了。
When you pray, do not think that you've already laid hold of it.
我们要忘记背后，努力面前呐。
You have to forget what is behind and press on for the goal.
弟兄姊妹，摸着神旨意的祷告是何等奇妙的一件事。
It is wonderful if you can pray that can touch the will of God.
摸着神旨意的祷告常常带下来启示啊。
When you pray that touch upon the will of God, it brings forth revelation.
你看摩西在神面前祷告的时候。
You see that when Moses prayed before God,
他为以色列人在那里赎罪。
He was trying to redeeming sins for the Israelites.
他摸着神的旨意。
And he touched upon the will of God.
你看神把那个会幕的启示就赐下了。
And so therefore God granted him the revelation of the Ark of Tabernacle.
大卫他也摸着神的心，是真的心意。
David has also touched upon the will of God.
他说我住在香柏木的屋中啊。
He said that I live in the house of cedar.
怎么我的神还住在帐篷里面？
However, my God still lives in tent curtains.
弟兄姊妹，你看见神的启示。
Therefore, you see the revelation of God descended.
我读大卫的诗篇，这太稀奇了。
I'm amazed by the Psalms of David.
大卫不像我们今天有新约圣经啊。
David did not have the New Testament like us.
像我们刚才所念的这么清楚，基督是一切，又在一切的里面。
We clearly read in the New Testament, Christ is all and in all.
当你读大卫诗篇的时候，他在经历里面真的经历基督是一切，又在一切的里面了。
But in David's experience, he truly experienced that Christ is all and is all.
很多时候我们知道这个道理。
A lot of times we know the principle.
大卫可能道理不如我们讲得清楚，但他的经历确确实经历到了。
David may not be able to articulate the principle as well as we do. However, he truly has experienced.
我们都很印象很深刻，大卫说：“耶和华是我的高台，是我的磐石，是我拯救的脚。”
We truly remember David said that he is the Lord is his fortress and his deliverer, his rock.
他是我的诗歌。
refuge.
他是我的喜乐。
He is my song and my deliverance.
哎呀，他是我患难中随时的帮助。
And he is my timely help in times of need.
他是在经历里面经历到了。
In true experience, he has experienced it.
而且他看见基督在一切的里面。
And also, he saw that Christ is in all circumstances.
你发现他那个时候逃离他儿子亚撒龙的时候。
He was running away from Absalom, his son at the time.
有一个人叫示每，但拿石头砸他，在那里辱骂他。
Somebody by the name of Shimei was throwing rocks at him.
你知道，如果示每是一个属灵人
，If Shimei is somebody who is a spiritual person,
年长弟兄
，If he's an elderly brother,
那这样责备我们，那我们觉得。哎，感谢主，真的是，我们还今天还能够被责备，真的是神的怜悯。
And if such a brother, a spiritual brother, rebuke us, and we say, "Oh, thank the Lord, this is a blessing to be rebuked by such a person."
是美啊。
However, this is Shimei.
什么东西啊
？Who is he？
他是这么肉体的一个人呢、啊、
？He is a carnal person.
他是这个他的这个底下的这个将帅，说就像死狗一样，还敢这样骂耶和华的受膏者。
David's general said that he is like a dead dog. How dare he rebuke the anointed one of God?
大卫说什么？
What did David say?
是耶和华。
It is the Lord God.
是耶和华让他来骂大卫的。
It is the Lord God that caused Shimei to curse him.
我读这个大卫的诗篇，读到大卫的故事，我真的好羡慕啊。
I truly long after David's condition as I read David's story in his
book. 大卫说他头上常常满了膏油。
Because David said that his head is full of anointed.
弟兄姊妹，你羡慕不羡慕头上常有膏油
？Do you not long for the people whose head is full of anointing?
我是非常羡慕。
I long for that.
你这时候讲道，你道可以讲，那膏油不一定的。
You can preach and preach, but you may not have the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，满有膏油太宝贵了。
It is so precious to have the anointing of God.
你读他诗篇，他怎么说啊
？What does he say in Psalms?
从你那个来的责备，是我头上的膏油啊。
The rebuke from you anoints my head.
弟兄姊妹，今天太太说我们几句，我们听得进去吗
？If your wife rebukes you, can you stand it?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们每一次受到责备，我们都听不进去。
If every time you're rebuked and you can't hear a word of it,
难怪我们头上缺少膏油啊。
No wonder we lack anointing on our head.
所以，如果这是膏油的话
，If this is truly anointing，
如果你真的看见是主的话
，If it really see that it is from the Lord，
所以我们这对我们太宝贵了。
So this is so precious to us.
你真的看见是主的，你就发现你宁愿多受几句责备，对不对
？If you could truly see that all this is from the Lord, you'd rather be rebuked more.
你发现真的满有膏油啊
！You're truly full of anointing.
弟兄姊妹，在祷告的事上，不要以为自己已经得着了。
In the matter of prayers, do not feel that you have laid hold of it.
你发现，在祷告的事上，不仅我们经历神奇妙，不仅我们摸着里面的需要，而且我们可以摸着神的旨意。
You notice that in prayers, not only can you experience wondrously answer prayers, not only can you answer see the revelation, you can also touch upon His will of God.
警醒。
So keep alert.
如果我们真的摸着神的旨意
，If you truly touch the will of God.
仇敌不会甘心。
The enemy would not give up.
如果今天在我们中间有人摸着了神的旨意
，If anyone within us have touched the will of God，
不以为自己已经得着了
，And he does not consider himself who has laid hold of it，
而是学习恒切的祷告
，And he is devoting himself to prayer，
摸着了神的旨意
and he touched the will of God.
仇敌一定要搅扰你。
The enemy will surely disturb you.
你看丹以理就是这样，对不对？
Daniel is a good example.
丹以理在巴比伦王宫，他看耶利米书的时候，他知道被掳归回的时候到
了。When Daniel was in Babylon, he read the prophets from Jeremiah, and he realized that the day of captivity will end soon.
你知道，就在他向着耶路撒冷一天三次祷告的时候
，As he was praying three times a day facing Jerusalem,
仇敌就为他预备了一个狮子坑，对不对？
The enemy prepared a lion's den for him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见，因为他的口是一直张开的。
Even though we see that the mouth of the lions are open.
不，就是那个丹以理的口是 open.
However, the mouth of Daniel are constantly open.
所以你知道，狮子的口就被封住了。
Therefore, the mouth of the lions were shut up.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见狮子来的，我们的口闭住了。
But if you see the lions approaching and your own mouth shut up, then the mouth of the lions will open up.
弟兄姊妹，我们在祷告聚会里常常经历非常奇妙的事。
In prayer meetings, we constantly have this wondrous experience.
在祷告聚会，我们得胜了。
In prayer meetings, we're victorious.
薄饼聚会，我们得胜。
In table meeting, we're victorious.
主日聚会，我们得胜了。
In all these meetings, we're victorious.
要警醒，弟兄姊妹。
However, we need to keep alert.
仇敌常常用虚度的人事物来搅扰我们。
The enemy uses all kinds of circumstances and people and events to distract us.
分散我们的注意力。
To diffuse our attention.
你看这里有以巴弗。
Here you look at the Epaphras.
他的祷告是集中力量的祷告。
In verse 12, Epaphras has this prayer that concentrates his energy.
神一切的旨意上让你们都得以完全呢。
So that in verse 12, he prays that you can stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God.
你听英文了吗？你们如果英文好的话，你们听了，那个旨意是一个 ，the will of God.
It's a singular will of God.
但是是在一切的环境里面，让这个旨意彰显出来。
But in all circumstances, this singular will of God is manifested.
不要中了仇敌的诡计。
Do not fall into the trap of the enemy.
仇敌今天让我们为这一个病祷告，为那个工作祷告。弟兄姊妹，我们不是不为这些祷告。
Brothers and sisters, do not fall into the enemy's trap. We don't pray for just the disease or this job. Yes, we truly will pray for those things as well.
但是这里面背后有一个那旨意。
However, behind all these prayers is the will.
是让这一个旨意在这一切的里面，让他那个旨意显明出来。
And in all things, this will of God will be manifested.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，真的要警醒啊！
Brothers and sisters, keep alert.
很多时候祷告聚会软塌塌的。
A lot of times we are weak in prayer meeting.
祷告聚会全失败了。
We fail in prayer meeting.
虽然我们为很多事情都已经很迫切了。
Even though we labor earnestly for many things in prayers.
但是我们忘记了神的旨意。
However, we've forgotten the will of God.
有一段时间，我们光为这一个找工作祷，因为我们中间你知道年轻人多，所以光为找工作祷告了。
There was a certain time in our prayer meetings, we prayed a lot, only for getting jobs, because there are a lot of young people in us.
我们中间需要绿卡的就好几家。
We have many families that need green cards.
你把这些祷告完的时间都过去了。
You pray about all these green cards and jobs, you have no time left.
后来我们发现，在薄饼聚会里非常软弱。
Then we discovered we were very weak in table meeting.
我们忘了。
We've forgotten.
我们中了仇敌的诡计。
We have fallen into the trap of the enemy.
我们没有警醒。
We did not keep alert.
弟兄姊妹，恒切祷告，要警醒。
In verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer.
弟兄姊妹，祷告聚会是全教会的征战。
Prayer meeting is a time for warfare of the church.
祷告聚会得胜，聚会就得胜。
When you are victorious prayer meeting, the whole assembly is victorious.
弟兄姊妹，你们发现要参加祷告聚会不容易，对不对？
Did you discover it is hard to make it to prayer meeting?
在祷告聚会同心合意也是很难的。
In the prayer meeting, to pray with one accord is also difficult.
要警醒。
Keep alert.
后面说感恩。
And keep alert with an attitude of thanksgiving.
感恩，这祷告怎么感恩呢？
What is the connection between prayer and thanksgiving?
后来我们发现感恩真的是妙啊。
later on we experience the wondrousness of this attitude of thanksgiving and prayer.
不仅为垂听的祷告感恩呢、啊、
Not only are we thankful for the answered prayers.
对那个没有垂听也感恩。
We also are thankful for the prayers that are not answered.
我们前一段时间我们弟兄姊妹说我们要交友，因为我们觉得我们有这个需要。
Earlier, we feel that we have the need for fellowship.
交友就是 outgoing.
Going out on trips.
对对对，然后那个时候呢，我们就祷告天气说主啊，但那一天真的是不能下雨的。
So because with this trip plan, we prayed, oh Lord, don't let it rain that day.
我告诉你，那一天下雨特别大。
However, I tell you that day it poured.
所以我们只好就是说我们在家里面安静祷告好了。
So that day we had to stay home to pray peacefully.
我们在祷告聚会，大家聚在一起，在主面前感恩的时候。
As we gather together in prayer meeting and to offer about Thanksgiving.
我们发现其实出去啊，主要是我们自己想出去。
It is us who wanted this trip.
因为现在的同学们呢，不稀罕你这个东西。
Because new foreign students these days don't care about trips anymore.
因为他们是坐飞机全世界跑的。
Because they've already taken trips all over the world on airplanes.
他说你就带我到你们休斯顿那个山沟里。
You're just taking me to this little place in Houston.
他们不仅这个好像这个不能跟我们更加热络一点，反而觉得我们亏待他们。
Not only do they not feel that we're trying to be hospitable, they feel that we're shortchanging them.
所以我们弟兄姊妹觉得我们需要悔改。
Therefore, our brothers and sisters feel that we need to repent.
因为是我们想出去玩啊。
It is us who wanted to take a trip.
弟兄姊妹，借着感恩，我们慢慢学习摸着神的旨意。
So with this attitude of thanksgiving, we gradually start to learn to touch upon the will of God.
而且我们知道，为神的旨意祷告不是一天半天的事情。
And we also learn that to pray for the will of God, it is not just one day or half a day.
我觉得有的时候我们，哎呀，感谢主，主答应我们祷告，我们就觉得没有负担了。
Sometimes when God answers our prayers, we say thank you, and then we don't have any burden to pray anymore.
怎么我们误会了？
We are mistaken.
神有的时候真的答应我们祷告，不是让我们觉得没有负担了。
God sometimes answers our prayers so that we don't just feel that we lack burden.
当我们感恩的时候，我们觉得我们里面更愿意把自己摆在祷告的里面。
As we have this attitude of thanksgiving, we desire to put ourselves more in this matter of prayer.
这个帮助我们的信心更加的增长。
So that it helps us to grow in our faith.
因为我们祷告的目的是神的旨意，弟兄姊妹。
Because the goal of our prayer is the will of God.
不是环境的改变。
It is not any changes in our
circumstances. 不是得到一点点的好处。
It is not to gain some benefit.
主在他恩典里面常常答应我们祷告。
God has constantly answered our prayers.
我们借着感恩就慢慢摸着，原来神所要的是他的旨意。
However, through thanksgiving and prayer, we understand that He wants His will.
哦，弟兄姊妹，别看就这么几个字，我真的觉得，如果我们今天愿意成为一个活在神旨意里的人
，Even though these words are few, however, if we truly want to be a people who live in the will of God,
我们在祷告的时候一定要这样来学习。
We have to learn in this manner in the matter of prayer.
这件事情对于神的教会来讲实在是太关键了。
This thing is critical. For the church.
对于我们每一个人呢，也是太重要了。
And this is also very important to each one of us individually.
不仅如此，不仅这个这里说你们要恒切祷告。
Not only does it say that you have to devote yourself to prayer.
后面他就说你们要用智慧与万人交往。
Later on in verse five, conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders.
一个活在神旨意里面的人，在神面前他学习祷告的功课。
A man who is in the will of God before God, he learns the will of God.
他在人面前，他用智慧与人交往。
Before men, in verse 5, he conducts himself with wisdom toward outsiders.
这个英文就可以说，他这个翻得很好嘛，他就是说是在智慧里行走。
And it is like you're walking in wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，怎么在智慧里行走啊？
How do you walk in wisdom?
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端呐。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，在这一个时代的里面
，Brothers and sisters, in this generation,
我们要有敬畏主的心。
We have to have a heart that fear God.
不要和那些放荡无羁的人 同奔那些可羞耻的道路。
Do not go with other people who just let their lusts and flesh run wild.
哦，这个世代何等的邪恶！
This generation is indeed adulterous.
特别是当人在那里讲话的时候。
Especially when people are talking.
我们是不是就跟着他们就这么去讲上去了呢
？Do we talk as the people in the world talk?
我们要有智慧。
We have to have wisdom.
言语带着和气。
Let your speech always be with grace.
然后还有用盐调。
In verse 6, seasoned as it were with salt.
有的时候我想说用和气啊。还比较容易。
Sometimes I think that it's easier to have your speech be with grace.
或者光用盐也还可以。
Or if it's just a speech with salt, that's maybe okay.
又和气，又用盐调和，这个需要智慧了。
But you truly need wisdom if you want your speech to always be with grace, seasoned as it were with salt. In verse 6.
这个和气就是恩典。
This grace will cause harmony.
不是，就是恩典。
Grace.
它是恩典。
This is grace.
就说到基督。
This speaks of Christ.
我们在人中间要把主耶稣基督见证出来。
We need to manifest Christ Jesus among men.
要有盐调和。
And it has to be seasoned, as it were, with salt.
这个盐当然是有味道的。
Of course, there's some taste to the salt.
但是这个盐对于那些有伤口的地方，那是很不舒服的。
However, the salt would cause a hurt feelings in wounds.
它杀菌，它防止腐败。
It sanitizes, it prevents corruption.
当这些在军在讲这些腐败的东西的时候
，When people talk about corruption,
你在中间，你讲什么
？What do you say in their midst?
你有没有那个智慧
？Do you have wisdom?
使徒保罗不是在这里好像命令我们。
The Apostle Paul was not making us this new commandment.
这是他自己的经历。
This is his own experience.
你看他在这个菲利斯面前受审的时候。
When he was judged before Felix.
他没有去说那些犹太人不好。
He did not say anything bad about the Jews.
他说我今天之所以被人控告，被这锁链捆绑，是因为盼望死人复活呀。
He said that today I was in bonds and I was accused by men because I believed in the resurrection and the hope.
神是是无变又叫死人复活的神。
God is someone who can cause people to arise from the dead.
他言语带着和气。
Paul's speech was with grace.
他言语带着恩典。
It is with grace.
所以你说这腓力斯就很想听啊，他想说这个跟他妻子一起听听这个关于基督耶稣的道。
So Felix is intrigued and he wanted to listen more about this way of the Lord with his wife.
那么使徒保罗是不是就光和气就完了
？So did the Apostle Paul only focused about grace?
真感谢主，真这么有一个渴慕的人。
But there is this person who desires for the truth.
讲点和气的话。
His speech has grace.
你看使徒保罗他讲什么
？What did the Apostle Paul says?
他讲公义。
He talked about
节制。勇敢的审判。
He talked about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come.
因为这个腓力斯活在罪中。
Because this Felix lived in sin.
虽然表面看他好像有感兴趣。
Even though superficially he showed some interest.
他因着这个恩典，因着这一个和气，他觉得很受吸引。
Because of this grace, his heart is captured.
但我们需要有智慧。
However, we have to have wisdom.
与外人交往要有智慧。
You have to conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders.
和气里面还有盐调和。
With your speech is to be with grace, but seasoned as it were with salt.
你看他不仅在腓力斯面前，他在这亚基帕面前也是一样。
Paul also conducted himself in this manner before King Agrippa.
他在亚基帕面前见证着我故事没有违背那从天上来的异象。
He testified before King Agrippa, say, I do not.Prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
因为我在大马色路上看到了这位荣耀升天复活的基督。
I saw this glorious risen God on the way to Damascus.
但是他后面他也责备他。
However, Paul also rebuked King Agrippa later.
因为他这个知道先知讲的都是对的。
Because King Agrippa knew about all the prophets' teaching.
但他脸面放不下来，我做完了。
But he's a king. He cannot lose face.
使徒保罗说。我所求的就这里的所有的人都要像我一样。
So therefore Paul said, I would to God that everybody would be like me.
只是不要有这些锁链就是了。
except for these chains.
哦，弟兄姊妹，说话带着和气。
Brothers and sisters, let your speech be always with grace.
还用盐调。
Seasoned as it were with salt.
弟兄姊妹，这就是耶稣基督的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这是这一帮活在神旨意里面，他们在人中间的学习。
This is what the people who live in the will of God, what they've learned.
弟兄姊妹，多宝贵啊！
Brothers and sisters, how precious.
好像看起来很简单呢。
It is seemingly simple.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的在主面前有这样一点点的学习，
if we truly have this learning before the Lord in this manner,
你发现真的我们也可以进入到这个行列里面了。
You can also decide that you can join this army.
我们也可以成为一帮活在神旨意里的人。
We can also be a people who live in the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的话不是高的顶尖，好像让我们一直不能有路走的。
God's word is not like pie in the sky where we cannot reach.
所以那个启示是确确实实是这样荣耀的。
The revelation is indeed glorious.
那你发现这些的操练都是从我们脚下开始的。
However, all these exercises unto godliness are all from what we can do on earth.
所以你看后面就给我们看见这些见证人。
So therefore, you see all these witnesses at the second half of chapter 4.
这是活在神旨意里面的这班弟兄们他们的见证。
You see the testimony of this group of brothers who,
这些见证何等激励我们呢？
And his, their testimonies indeed encourage us.
我们稍微看一下下，好，我们说因为这个时间原因，我们稍微看一下。你看这里面，他说有一个传递书信的这个推基鼓。
There's this Tychicus in verse 7. He is a mail carrier.
Mail carrier， 听见没有？送信的。
He carried mail.
你知道送信的今天都快失业了。
You know, postal workers are about to lose their jobs.
谁看得起送信的？
Who highly esteem mail carriers?
弟兄姊妹，推基鼓看送信太宝贵了。
However, Tychicus deems this messenger very
highly. 他看送保罗的书信比做君王比做财主还要宝贵。
Tychicus considered bearing letters for Paul more precious than being a millionaire and being the king.
就是在教会里面做一个传递书信的。
So he is the person who delivers messages within the church.
不为名望，不为地位。
He is not fighting for reputation or for a high position.
虽然是送信的。
Even though he was just a messenger.
但是就是和神的旨意连在一起。
However, he is connected with the will of God.
他是把神的旨意这样送出去啊。
He is delivering the will of God.
他和神的旨意有份。
He has a portion in the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，他对别的没有兴趣。
He is not interested in anything else.
他只对神的旨意有兴趣。
He is only interested in the will of God.
纵然别人轻看和藐视。
Even though other people may despise and take lightly of.
但是在推基鼓的眼中，为宝为尊的。
However, in Tychicus' eyes, it is precious and important.
这是神抬举他。
So God, the Lord exalted him.
竟然能让他做一个送信的人。
That God has chosen him to be this messenger.
你看他是何等的忠心呢。
You see how Tychicus was faithful.
哦，弟兄姊妹，在推基鼓的感觉里面，送信实在太宝贵了。
In Tychicus' senses, to be delivering messages is indeed so precious.
他的价值观改变。
His whole value system has changed.
无论别人怎么讲，
regardless of what other people say.
但我告诉你弟兄姊妹，你不要觉得送信算不得什么。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, don't take it lightly that you're just delivering messages.
你看主的话怎么讲？
What does the word of the Lord say?
他到哪里，哪里受安慰。
Wherever he went, people got comforted.
今天有 internet， 今天有报纸，有电视，有广播，好像今天根本不需要送信的。
These days, we have internet, radio, TV, broadcast, everything. It's as if we don't need to send any messages.
但今天有哪一样能够安慰我们的心？
However, does anything in the media can comfort our heart?
弟兄姊妹，只有这些活在神旨意的人，他们能安慰我们的心。
Only the people who are truly living in the will of God can comfort our hearts.
他走到哪里，成为安慰众教会的使者。
Anywhere he went, he became the messenger that comforted the churches.
弟兄姊妹，这是你这一班活在神旨意里的人。
Brothers and sisters, these are the people who live in the will of God.
他们的生命的价值改变。
Their whole value system has changed.
阿尼西姆。
Onesimus.
我们要知道一下阿尼西姆的故事。我们知道这个人呢是个奴隶。
You know about the story of Onesimus. He was a slave.
是一个很悖逆的奴隶。
He was a rebellious slave.
至少是一个不顺服的奴隶。
He was a disobedient slave at the minimum.
也是一个很不忠心的一个奴隶。
And he was a very unfaithful slave.
到了一个地步，因为受不了主人，跑掉了。
To a certain extent, he couldn't stand his master anymore. He became a runaway slave.
感谢主，神借着使徒保罗把他得着了。
However, thank God, through the Apostle Paul, God had gained him.
就在使徒保罗坐监的时候，阿尼西姆听见了神的福音。
When Paul was imprisoned, Onesimus heard the gospel.
不仅听见神的福音。
Not only did he hear the gospel.
还有被神的旨意抓住。
He was also captured by the will of God.
这一个最不忠心的人。
This person who was the most unfaithful.
和他软弱的一个心。
And such a weak vessel as such.
因着神的旨意，他的生命改变。
Because of the will of God, his life has changed.
现在成了忠心的阿尼西姆。
Now he has become the faithful Onesimus.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意后面有一个强大的恩典。
There's a great grace behind the will of God.
如果神的旨意抓住了我们。
If the will of God has captured you,
你看神的恩典要在我们的软弱的身上显得完全。
The will of God will be perfected in the weaknesses of men.
前一段时间有几个年长弟兄到丹博那边去做见证。
Earlier, there were some elderly brothers who bore their testimony in the assembly in Dumbo.
他们说他们不会哪样，神让他们做哪样。
They wouldn't do whatever God.
不是不是，他们哪方面软弱，神就让他做什么。
They testified that in their weaknesses, God wanted them to serve in their weakness.
有个弟兄说，他从小一直到大学几乎没讲过几句话。
There's a brother who said that from his youth until college, he barely uttered a few words.
是从来不讲话的一个人。
He rarely spoke.
神的旨意有一天抓住了他。
However, one day the will of God captured him.
他成为主的出口。
He became a mouthpiece for the Lord.
常常要讲话。
So he constantly speaks.
每天都要讲话。
And he speaks every day.
神的能力在他的软弱上面显得完全。
For God's power is made perfect in his weakness.
有的人就根本安静不下来的。
There's some people who can't calm down.
你看使徒保罗能够安静下来吗？
You think that the Apostle Paul can calm down?
他是一个很热心的一个人呢。
He's such a zealous person.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你周围有没有你觉得有热心的人呢？
Do you see any zealous people around you?
只要有热心的人，你在一起聚会绝对不会冷场的。
If you have zealous people around you, there will not be silent moments in assemblies.
Silent, 你看多好！你看，你这使徒保罗，他的心常常安静下来。
However, you see the heart of Paul calms down and quiets down.
神的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
Well, the power of God is perfected in the weaknesses of men.
弟兄姊妹，何等宝贵
！Brothers and sisters, how precious!
这一般活在神旨意里的人。
These people who lived in the will of God.
不仅他们的价值观改变了。
Not only did their value system change.
他们的生命也改变。
Their lives have also changed.
后面提到三个人。
Later on, it referred to three people.
亚历达古、马可还有尤士都。
Aristarchus, Mark, and Justus.
这三个人是在受割礼的人当中，只有他们三个和保罗。为神的国一同做工的。
These are, as in verse 11, the only three fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are from the circumcision.
弟兄姊妹，他们的侍奉改变了。
Brothers and sisters, their service has changed.
从前他们是在传统里侍奉。
They used to serve in tradition.
他们在宗教里面服侍。
They served in religion.
他们在那里律法的手下做奴仆。
They were slaves under the law.
弟兄姊妹，从前他们觉得要逼迫神的教会是荣耀。
Before they felt that to persecute the church was glorious.
弟兄姊妹，现在他们整个的侍奉改变了。
Now their service is totally changed.
你神的旨意把启示的光带给他们。
Because the revelations has brought forth the revelation of light.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这一个启示带给人生命的改变的何等的浩大呢？
This revelation of God has brought vast changes in the life of men.
他们从这传统这些束缚里面完全释放出来。
They have been liberated from the bondage of tradition.
你看他们身上有一个忍耐的力量。
They have this heart of perseverance.
弟兄姊妹，启示带给人的是一个忍耐的力量。
Perseverance would brought forth revelation would brought forth perseverance in men.
和保罗一同坐监呢。
They were imprisoned with Paul.
不是和保罗一同坐飞机啊。
They're not just taking the same flight as Paul.
弟兄姊妹和保罗一同坐在监牢里啊。
Brothers, they were imprisoned with Paul.
因着神的旨意。
Because of the will of God.
你发现这一个忍耐的力量很大的。
This force of perseverance is indeed big.
而且因着神旨意的启示，那是何等强大的凝聚的力量。
Also, this revelation of the will of God has this cohesive power.
马可。
Mark.
知道马可吗？
Do you know who Mark is?
马可跟保罗可有意见了。
Mark and
至少保罗对他有意见了。
There's something Mark and Paul could not get along. At least Paul had a complaint about Mark.
那中在服侍中间出了难处了。
They had a difficulty when they served together.
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会里，在事工中出了难处怎么办
？Today, if we have a difficulty in our service, what do we do?
我们还能够凝聚在一起吗？
Do we still have this cohesive power?
我们还能见证耶稣基督的身体是一个身体吗
？Can we still testify that the body of Christ is one?
弟兄姊妹，这里需要被凝聚的力量。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have this cohesive power.
神的旨意乃是凝聚的力量。
God's power is this cohesive power.
哦，弟兄姊妹，什么都会使我们分开的。
Brothers and sisters, everything can disperse us.
弟兄姊妹，太多的人事物让我们要分开。
Too many matters, things, and events can disperse us.
仇敌今天不遗余力地把我们彼此分开。
The enemy just lift a finger and it would disperse us.
但你看这些活在神旨意的这帮弟兄们。
However, you see this group of brothers who live in the will of God.
他们中间有一个凝聚的力量。
Among them, there's this cohesive power.
因为他们看见了神的旨意。
Because they saw the will of God.
他们把自己摆在神旨意的里面。
They put themselves in the will of God.
神的这个永远的旨意就成为他们中间凝聚的力量。
The eternal purpose of God then became their cohesive power.
胜过了阴间所有的权势。
It triumphed over all the powers of
Hades. 无论仇敌有什么样的诡计。
Whatever a wicked scheme that the enemy has.
无论有什么样的血气和肉体。
Regardless of the flesh and the blood.
无论多少中间隔断的墙。
Forget about all the wars, the walls that creates barriers.
神的旨意是那个强大的凝聚的力量。
The power of God is this great cohesive power.
弟兄姊妹都不在乎距离，不在乎距离。
It doesn't matter how far you are from each other.
不要以为只坐在一起那就合一了。
Don't think that if you're physically sitting together, then you're one.
马可常常不在保罗身边的。
Mark was constantly not by the side of Paul.
但是你发现他们在主里面是完全合一的。
However, in the Lord, they were totally one.
这个凝聚的力量超过了一切空间的限制。
This cohesive power has far surpassed all the limit of this distance.
弟兄姊妹，这是这些活在神旨意里弟兄们的见证。
This is the testimony of the brothers who live in the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，多么令人羡慕啊
！How we long for this condition.
后面还有一个亲爱的医生路加。
Then we have this beloved physician Luke.
这个路加是医生哈。
Luke is a physician in verse 14.
那一般来讲，医生都是比较有地位的。
Relatively speaking, physicians have great reputation.
那当然也有这个不怎么样的医生了。
They're also so-so physicians.
但是这一个路加医生路加可不是一般的医生啊。
But this physician Luke is not just an average physician.
如果你真的记得路加写主借着他写的书信的话。
If you truly look at the writings of Luke,
他写给谁？他给这个大人，他都给这些有尊贵、有权能的人写啊。
He's
权贵阶层的人呢、啊。
He wrote to all these people who have high powers, the most excellent people.
提阿菲罗大人呐、啊。
Most excellent Theophilus.
因为他是和这些权贵阶层有接触的。
He was commingling with these the rich and the famous.
他是有地位的。
He had reputation.
他如果去服侍这些权贵阶层，那他在整个的罗马帝国里是何等的有名望呢
？If he were to serve the rich and the famous in Rome, he would have such great reputation in Rome.
怎么去服侍这个在监牢里的保罗
？However, Luke chose to serve Paul, who was imprisoned.
因为他看见了神的旨意。
Because Luke saw the will of God.
神的旨意抓住了他。
And the will of God captured Luke.
他今天所顾念的不再是眼见。
Today, he does not just seek for the things that he can see.
他所顾念的是眼睛看不见的。
What he is mindful of is the thing eyes cannot see.
因为眼睛都是暂时的。
Because all the things that are seen are temporal.
那看不见的是永远的。
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
我相信他深深受了使徒保罗的影响。
I believe that Luke has been deeply influenced by
the Apostle Paul. 就是在这样的监牢的里面。
Even in his imprisonment.
你看看这一个坐在监牢里的，他的里的喜乐是怎样的喜乐呢？
You saw his joy that Luke exhibited in jail.
就好像他在这个提摩太前书所做的见证，大哉金钱的奥秘。
Just like Paul made his testimony in 1 Timothy 3, great is the mystery of godliness.
无人不以为然。
He was he who was revealed in the flesh.
无人不以为然呢。
By common confession.
关到监牢里，谁知道你什么？
He was in prison. Who knows anything about him?
你讲了这句话，谁会 care 啊？ Nobody cares. 没人关心这句话。
Nobody cares what you say.
无人不以为然。
But this is by common confession.
使徒保罗看见基督这个奥秘，看见神的旨意，太荣耀了。
But Paul considered the mystery of Christ indeed so glorious.
大哉呀，大到一个地步都不能形容啊。
This mystery is so great that it's inexpressible.
无人不以为然的。
It is by common confession.
哦，这样的见证真的是影响了这个医生路加。
And this revelation indeed influenced the physician Luke.
把所有的盼望都改变了。
All Luke's hopes have been changed.
他今天所盼望的乃是神的旨意能够成就。
What Luke's hope is that the will of God may be accomplished.
他甘心乐意的在监牢里面来服侍这样的一个囚犯。
With all willingness, he is totally willing to serve this prisoner.
他觉得自己充满了荣耀。
He feels that he is filled with glory.
因为他是和神的旨意连在一起。
Because he's connected with the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是这一班活在神旨意里的他们的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of the group of brothers who live in the will of God.
你看他们的价值观改变。
Their value system has changed.
生命改变。
Their lives have changed.
他们的侍奉改变。
Their service has changed.
他们的盼望改变。
Their hopes have changed.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的旨意，在这一班活在神旨意里面身上产生的那样的见证。
This is the testimony that was manifested through the people who know the will of God.
因着这些的见证。
Because of these testimonies.
他后面就鼓励在哥罗西聚会的这个年轻的弟兄雅基布。
Because of the testimony in verse 17, Paul encouraged the young brother Archippus.
你要谨慎。
Take heed.
务要谨慎。
Take heed.
尽你从主所受的职分。
Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it.
你知道那个时候在哥罗西聚会里面有一些的弟兄姊妹受了这些异教的影响。
At the time in the assembly in Colossians, some brothers and sisters have been influenced by heresies.
他们要在基督以外去寻求智慧。
They wanted to seek wisdom outside of Christ.
他们觉得基督不够的。
They felt that Christ is not enough.
他们要在基督以外寻求什么样的帮助。
They sought help outside of Christ.
你发现他们的信心开始下滑。
You saw that their faith is drooping.
整个聚会都好像出现一种软弱混乱的光景。
The whole assembly is full of weakness and chaos.
我想雅基布是可能其中的一些心向着主的一般弟兄们。
I think that maybe Archippus in verse 17 is someone whose heart is toward the Lord.
他们看到这种光景，里面真的是很难过。
He saw this condition and his heart grieved within.
但是里面多多少少因为这种光景，恐怕有些的软弱，有些下沉。
But because of this this condition, maybe in their heart, in his heart, Archippus is his heart is falling and weak.
使徒保罗这里面劝勉说：“你要谨慎，务要谨慎。”
So Apostle Paul said in this encouragement,
不要
take heed.
不要觉得你是孤单的。
Do not feel that you are alone.
可能在聚会里你觉得是很孤单的。
Maybe you feel alone in the assembly.
你发现可能要交通的主的话都很难了。
Maybe it is hard to fellowship the word of Christ.
但是神在任何一个时代，有7000人未曾向巴力屈膝。
But in every generation, God has preserved 7,000 who have not bowed their knee to Baal.
你看看这些在活在神旨意这些见证。
You look at all these testimonies who lived in the will of God.
你并不孤单呢。
You are not alone.
不要软弱下去。
Do not be weak.
不要退后。
Do not shrink back.
因为神的恩典够我们使用。
Because His God's grace is sufficient for us.
使徒保罗不是在这里要求雅基布啊。
The Apostle Paul was not commanding Archippus.
这是他自己生命的见证。
Paul was bearing a testimony for his own life.
你们要纪念我的捆锁。
Remember my imprisonment.
他这翻的是不是捆锁 ？Imprisonment， 这监牢啊。这个你知道那些难处啊。
This is a difficulty to
pass. 太多难处了。
There's so many difficulties.
不是一条锁链的。
It is not just one bond.
不是一次的锁链的。
It is not imprisoned once.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗在这里亲自做见证。
The Apostle Paul made his personal testimony here.
纪念我的锁链。
Remember my bonds.
我因着为主耶稣基督做见证。
I'm testifying for the name of the Lord
Jesus
Christ.
为了要将基督的奥秘传扬出去。
So that I can speak forth the mystery of Christ.
我被受一次的锁链，两次的锁链，多次的锁链。
I have been imprisoned not just once, not just twice, but many times.
我所受的逼迫是何等的逼迫呢
？I have been persecuted in such manner.
但是主在这里一切苦难里都把我们救出来。
However, God has delivered us in all my afflictions.
主的恩典与你们同在。
Grace be with you.
哦，这是使徒保罗自己的见证。
This is the personal testimony of the Apostle Paul.
每一次遇到捆锁的时候
，Every time he is in bondage.
每一次遇到抵挡的时候
，Every time he reached opposition.
他看见神的恩典是那样的浩大。
He saw the grace of God indeed was vast.
每一次的艰难都是他见证神恩典够用的机会。
Every affliction he encountered was an opportunity for him to say that God's grace was sufficient for Paul.
在他自己生命中，不仅只有捆锁，甚至有性命的危险。
Not only did he endure imprisonment, his life was at stake.
在《使徒行传》第二十章，使徒保罗怎么做见证
？In Acts 20, what did Paul say?
我却不以性命为念。
I do not consider my life anything to be of high regard.
也不看为宝贵。
I do not regard my life as precious.
我只要行完我的路程。
I need to run my course.
成就从主耶稣所领受的知识。
I need to preach the knowledge that I received from God.
证明神恩惠的福音。
So that I can manifest this gospel of grace.
这个恩典太大了。
This grace is indeed very vast.
雅基布啊，你不要胆怯。
So King Agrippa, do not be fearful.
要存勇敢的心。
Be of courage.
存这样的心，必得大赏赐。
And you will have great reward.
哦，不要看环境。
Do not look at your circumstances.
不要看别人都照着什么他的理学，他的什么小学。
Do not consider other people's philosophy and elementary principles.
你要照着基督啊。
You be in accordance with Christ.
你神本性一切的丰盛都在基督的里面。
For in Christ, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
别人可以抓住这些的规条，抓住什么节气，你要持定元首。
Other people can grab hold of festivals and regulations, but you hold fast to the head.
亲爱的雅基布啊，你不要软弱，不要退后。
Dear Archippus, do not be weak. Do not shrink back.
一人必因信得生。
But the righteous shall live by faith.
他若退后，我心里就不喜悦。
And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人。
We're not those who shrink back to destruction. But we are those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
弟兄姊妹，最后使徒保罗这样一个得胜的见证。
At last, Paul uttered this testimony of victory.
是阴间的权柄不能胜过的。
So that the powers of Hades shall not overcome it.
如果有人今天要盼望活在神旨意的里面。
If anyone desires to live in the will of God.
若有人立志在基督耶稣里进前度日，他总要受逼迫的。
If you determine to live in the will of God, you will be persecuted.
但你要纪念使徒保罗的捆锁。
Remember the imprisonment of the Apostle Paul.
是的，是有仇敌的攻击。
There is attack from the enemy.
是有很多的艰难。
There is going to be much affliction.
有的时候真的让我们灰心，让我们丧胆，让我们退后了。
So that a lot of times we are in despair and we shrink back and we're disappointed.
但要谨慎。
However, keep alert.
我们是被锁住的什么？
We are nothing.
神的旨意更要紧呢。
The will of God is even more important than us.
我们要谨慎。
Keep alert.
尽你从主所领受的知识。
Fulfill the ministry that you receive from the Lord.
让主的恩典与你同在。
Grace be with you.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的鼓励。
Brothers and sisters, what a great encouragement
this is. 这是一个得胜的见证。
This is a testimony of victory.
这是一个活在神旨意里面给我们的劝勉。
This is an encouragement from one who has lived the will of God.
必定要成就。
Because the will of God will surely be accomplished.
这是哥罗西书第四章里面所给我们的话。
This is the word from chapter 4 in Colossians.
原主早晨，他借着他的灵来呼召我们。
May this morning God calls us with His Spirit.
我们都愿意成为一本活在神旨意里的。
So that we all desire to live in the will of God.
不仅我们能够明白神的永远的旨意。
Not only do we know the will, the eternal purpose of God.
我们爱慕、羡慕这样的旨意。
And we long for and we desire for this eternal purpose of God.
我们也把自己摆在这个旨意的里面。
We also put ourselves in the middle of this eternal purpose of God.
让主在我们中间有路可走。
So that the Lord has a way in us.
不要冷淡，不要退后。
Do not chill off and do not shrink back.
不要谨慎。
Keep alert.
不要看自己的软弱和失败。
Do not just consider your own weaknesses and failures. 记
住我们从主所领受的这份。
Take heed to the ministry that you have received from the Lord. Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, how we thank and praise you.
感谢你，你的恩典今天临到我们。
We thank you that your grace has descended upon us.
你以圣召召了我们，不是照我们的行为。
Because you have called us with a holy calling, not according to our deeds.
乃是照着你自己的旨意和恩典。
But according to your will and your grace.
这恩典在万古之前已经在基督耶稣里赐给了我们。
Grace has been granted to us in Christ Jesus from before eternity.
我们感谢你，你已经胜过了死亡。
We thank you that you have triumphed over death.
你将死亡废去。
You have cast down death.
你将那不能朽坏的生命彰显了出来。
You have manifested this imperishable life.
感谢你，今天你借着圣灵也把我们带进这样荣耀的旨意里面。
We thank you that through the Holy Spirit you have also brought us into this glorious will.
让你这样的生命在我们里面天天吞灭我们的死亡。
So that this life within us will daily swallow up death.
让你的旨意行在我们中间，如同行在天上一样。
May your will be done in us as it is in heaven.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.